Hallelujah! This is the day that the Lord has made. I will rejoice and be glad in it. We are in the 11th month of the year 2022. And the year is ending. I hope we are ending strong. My prayer is that we will finish strong in the name of Jesus. I'm just going to look at the significance of the 11th hour. In Matthew chapter 20, there was a story of a man that hired laborers. Let's just go through it. It said, from verse 1, it said, "For the kingdom of heaven is like unto a man that is an householder, which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into the vineyard. And he went out about the third hour and saw others standing idle in the marketplace, and said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right I will give you. And they went their way. Again he went out about the sixth hour and the ninth hour, and did likewise. And about the 11th hour he went out, and found others standing idle, and said unto them, Why stand ye here all the day idle? They said unto him, Because no man had hired us. He said unto them, Go ye also into the vineyard, and whatsoever is right, that shall ye receive. So when they came also to the vineyard, they joined. So when evening was come, the Lord of the vineyard said unto his steward, Call the laborers and give them their hire, beginning from the last unto the first. And when they came to the man that hired them, they were paid the same. And when they came that were hired, even at the 11th hour, they received every man a penny, every man, from the last to the first. Praise the Lord. From the last to the first. The first, they were very upset. This is how life is. Praise the Lord. The man, the householder, the Bible made us to understand, went in, to the marketplace and hired laborers. And they agreed for a price, a penny a day. And the man said, no wahala, a penny a day, come and work. And he went out about the third hour and saw other people standing idle in the marketplace. In the marketplace. You see, this world we are in is like a marketplace. Soldier go, soldier come. They say barrack remains the same. Have you ever seen where someone, because someone didn't come to the market closed? The world is a marketplace. We are buying and selling. We are transacting every day. The man saw them doing nothing at the marketplace. A lot of people are idle. You know, you are there doing nothing. And he said, go and join them. Go and join them. I will pay you what you deserve at the end of the day. With these ones, he did not negotiate. And they didn't also negotiate with him. They went into the business without signing any agreement. They have nothing to lose because it's already 3 o'clock. Let's take the third hour to be 3 o'clock or the third quarter of the year. And they went in. And around 6 o'clock, the sixth hour again, the man went out. The night hour, he went out likewise. Still saw people idle. You may have started this year Maybe January you got a job. And oh, good bargain. And for you waited till the third month, March, before you also got your own bargain. Some of you didn't get a job then. You didn't get engaged then until the sixth month, June. Some September. But the one that is most interesting, you know, are those that the man hired by the 11th hour. We are in the 11th month. The 11th hour. And God is the God of the 11th hour. It's the God of surprises. God of the 11th hour. They call it the 11th hour miracle. And I want us to be encouraged that at the end of the day, when the man was going to pay, he said, pay them. Start from the last. The Bible said that the first shall be last. So it means that the last shall be first. You know, the Bible talks about Paul. Paul, the last apostle that became the frontliner. Never give up. Never give up. If you were not engaged in the first hour, there is still the third hour. There is the sixth hour. There is the ninth hour. And our peradventure, you are saying, oh, the year is already ending. There is the 11th hour. And this 11th hour miracle, God compensates you. We compensate you just like he compensated the people that he engaged the first hour. Those that got engaged the first hour got one penny. And those that got engaged the 11th hour got the same one penny. They were very upset, those in the first hour. So we've been working since 1 o'clock. Since 1 o'clock. Till now, this is probably, 11 o'clock. And now, those people that came just 1 hour ago, they are earning what I am earning. I haven't worked, put in 11 hours. That is the God we serve. Praise the Lord. So, let's be encouraged. It's November. The second to the last month of the year. Next month is December, and we will be crowning the year 2022. God is about to visit you. God is about to visit you. The Lord hates idleness. And so, no matter where you are right now, the Lord is set to visit you. Praise the Lord. That's the wonderful side of the 11th hour. Also, life is like time, and the clock ticks. Are you listening to this podcast? This is the 11th hour. From the first hour, you have been saying, I will give my life to Christ. Tomorrow. There's a songwriter that said, forget about tomorrow. Choose the Lord today. Choose him today. This is the 11th hour. There might not be another opportunity for you. So this hour is the hour of salvation. The 11th hour is the hour of compensation. It's also the hour of salvation. And if you have not given your life to Jesus Christ, this is the hour of salvation. And I want you to say this prayer with me. If you have realized it and you want to decide to say, I don't want to enter 2023 unsaved. I don't want to enter another year without Jesus in my life. I want to surrender my life to Jesus. I want you to say this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, I admit that I'm a sinner. I thank you for your patience with me throughout the year, but today I surrender my life to you. From today, I give up sin and embrace your righteousness in the name of Jesus. From today, I choose to follow you. No more going with the devil. Forward ever, backward never. In Jesus' name. Congratulations. I pray that the Lord will give you the strength, the grace to pull this through, to continue to walk for Him and to serve Him. Welcome to the 11th hour. It's the hour of surprises. Praise the Lord. And so don't give up. The parable of that Jesus spoke, it deals with the 11th hour. And there came a time in the day when there was a final opportunity, a final call to go and work in the householder's vineyard. How many calls have you had in your life from God's word? How many times have you heard the gospel? How many times have you been given opportunity to serve? You are in the church sitting down doing nothing. God does not like idleness. He's calling you again. He said the harvest is plenty. The laborers are few. The harvest, the field is ripe. God needs harvesters in His garden. Do you want to be one of them? Choose to serve the Lord with your life. And I tell you, God owes no man. He pays full time and He pays, you know, mega. He pays well. God is not a partial God. He's a just God. And He will give every one of us according to our labor. Praise the Lord. Welcome. Welcome to the 11th hour. It's not about trying to amass, you know, things now. A lot of people are running helter-skelter just to ensure that December is lit. But let me assure you, it's not about that. This is a time to sit down, retrospect. How did I spend my year? Did I do well by God? Did I pursue after mundane things? Did I pursue after the kingdom? Did I make the mark that I planned at the beginning of the year? And it's not too late to make that mark. Did I win the number of souls I promised God I was going to win? Did I impact my generation and those around me? This is a time for sober reflection. And if it's yes, then congratulations. But if it's no, it's never too late to start. It's never too late to start. This is November, but those laborers started their labor in the 11th hour, just like November. Never look at those that have started before you. This race is personal. It's individualistic. And so, just look unto Jesus and pursue Him. That's my desire. God, I want to live for You. I want to walk for You. I want to be everything You want me to be. I don't want to look at A, Mr. B, Mr. C, or Sister D. It's just about me and You. Help me to live a life that is pleasing to You. That at the end of the day, I will hear, "Well done, well done, well done. Well done, good and faithful servant. Enter into the rest prepared for you." Will that be your testimony? If you have given your life to Jesus, it's one thing to give your life to Him. It's one thing to serve Him. It's one thing to work for Him. The Bible says that the laborer is worthy of his wages. If you do not labor, don't expect to be paid. So many of us want to be paid without working. That's not how it is. Let's labor and expect payment from the Lord, who is not partial, who is Libra, who obeyed not. The God we serve is just. Congratulations. I think by next week, we'll be in December, the 12th hour. The Lord keep us and preserve us. In Jesus' name. I remain Ami Amos Tukura, saying I love you. God loves you more. Bye-bye.